This is All India Radio. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India-France ties gaining strength. The participants are Ashok Sajjanar, former diplomat, and Manas Bhuiya, journalist.
Just wanted to know your take on the French Foreign Minister Le Drian's ongoing visit to India last night, and he will be in India till 15th of this month, April. It's a three-day-long visit. So how do you see Le Drian's visit to India at a time we are witnessing a spike in coronavirus cases both in India and in France? In the midst of the pandemic, his coming to India for an in-person visit and meeting a number of dignitaries in India, including External Affairs Minister Jaishankar. So what is your take on his overall visit?
Well, you've put it very correctly, Manas, that this is an important visit, and it is testimony to the strength of the bilateral partnership that Foreign Minister Le Drian has decided to make an in-person visit, to come to India to establish contact with his counterpart, to call also on the Prime Minister to participate in the Raisina dialogue. Dialogue is now being held completely online. So the fact that he has made this effort when the pandemic is still raging in India, in France, in Europe, and several other countries testifies to the strength and the vitality of this partnership. Of course, this is taking forward the relationship between the two countries, the high-level exchanges that have been taking place for quite some time. The listeners would recall that in 2019, we had the Prime Minister visiting France. He was invited to be a special guest at the G7 Biarritz summit meeting. This was after more than 10 years, in fact, that the last time that India had been invited was in 2005. So that was a very important visit in which a roadmap on cybersecurity and digital technologies was signed. Before that, we had the visit of President Macron himself to India in 2018. At that time, it was the participation of France in the International Solar Alliance. That was confirmed, and there was a joint statement on the vision of India and France cooperation in the Indian Ocean region, as also a joint vision for space cooperation. So I think this is a very vibrant relationship. Defense and security cooperation is one of the significant elements. Space cooperation and civil nuclear cooperation are also very important elements of the visit. You would recall last year when we received the Rafale jets from France, we had the French defense minister also coming to India for the induction of these Rafale jets into the Indian Air Force. So this is a strong relationship, and the presence of Foreign Minister Le Drian here in India is further proof of the strength and dynamism of this partnership.
In the last few years, we have seen a growing momentum in our strategic ties, particularly in the defense sector. But in the last few weeks, we have also seen indications of interest of both the countries to join hands and work together in the Indo-Pacific region. In the face of growing military assertiveness by China, there have been growing concerns internationally, and in that context, India and France have also shown public interest in working together in the Indo-Pacific region. How do you see the convergence of the two countries in dealing with issues in the Indo-Pacific, sir?
Manas, you used the correct word. There is a convergence as far as the position of India and France with respect to the Indo-Pacific is concerned. You would recall that France was the first country in Europe, in fact, first country not belonging to the Indo-Pacific region, so to say, which came out with its Indo-Pacific strategy in 2018. And if you were to look at that strategy, there is a great convergence between the position that was outlined by Prime Minister Modi in 2018 at the Shangri-La Dialogue, when he said that for us, the Indo-Pacific extends from the eastern coast of Africa to the western coast of the United States of America. And this is exactly the position that is taken also by France. Secondly, France also has the added position of being a resident power in the Indo-Pacific, because it has a large number of islands, a large number of territories There is Reunion Island and many other smaller islands around it in the Indian Ocean. There is the New Caledonian Islands in the Pacific Ocean. So across the board, it has a presence in this region. So it can definitely have a very genuine interest in maintaining peace and security in this region. So whatever are the fundamental elements of our Indo-Pacific initiative or Indo-Pacific strategy, if you want to identify it as such, having an open and free Indo-Pacific, having a rule-based international order, freedom of navigation and freedom of overflights. We also call for an inclusive Indo-Pacific. There is convergence between the two sides. And now that we have had this meeting, the first summit of the Quad on the 12th of March last month. And there, I think it is being sought to expand the coverage of the Indo-Pacific so that it is not only maritime security that we are talking about, it is also in terms of the vaccine initiative that has been taken, 1 billion doses of vaccines to be manufactured by India with technology coming in from the United States and Japan, and also the financial contribution coming from there, and Australia chipping in with the supply chains facilities. As also we cooperate, the four countries cooperate going forward in the area of emerging technologies, whether it is artificial intelligence, it is 5G, or it is data, or any of the other emerging technologies. And in addition to that, of course, going forward, there'll be issues dealing with climate change, there'll be issues dealing with disaster relief. The France has joined India's call for a CDRI, the Coalition for the Disaster Resilient Infrastructure. So I think there are a large number of areas under the rubric of Indo-Pacific in which both countries can collaborate. And our listeners would also recall that when President Macron had visited Australia in 2018, he had spoken about a trilateral coalition between India, France and Australia, where we need to come together, and that would increase the strength of these countries, and they would be able to cooperate and collaborate in a wide variety of areas to benefit mutual advantage, and that would help to promote peace, security, stability in the region.
Essentially, sir, you have said that in fact India-France dynamism, which we have seen in the last few years, is moving forward at a very rapid pace, and it will translate into concrete cooperation in several key areas like defense, strategic affairs, climate change, education, environment, and several other areas. That is what you are mentioning.
Yes, exactly. You would recall, as far as climate change and environment is concerned, the Foreign Minister Le Drian is also going to meet, in addition to the Prime Minister and the External Affairs Minister, he's meeting Prakash Javadekar, the Minister of Environment and Forest and Climate Change. You would also recall that when in 2017, I think it was in June, when President Trump, the then US President, had announced his withdrawal from the Paris Accord. At that time, Prime Minister Modi was in St. Petersburg participating. He was the chief guest at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. And he had flown directly from St. Petersburg to Paris to meet President Emmanuel Macron, who had just then been elected as the president of France. And then he had said that irrespective of what other countries are doing, but India will continue to meet its commitments under the Paris Accord. And that is also an area where both India and France are cooperating. The other area that you have mentioned also is of nuclear energy. And nuclear energy, both the countries have decided, and over the last few years, there are discussions between NPCIL, the Nuclear Power Corporation of India Limited, and the French firm Areva to set up 6 nuclear power reactors of 1,650 megawatt each in Jaitapur. And that is, discussions are going on. And once these come online, they will go a very long way in bringing clean energy to India and provide energy for not only India's consumers, but also for India's economic growth and development.
Our External Affairs Minister, he has been very clearly articulating that a new global order will emerge in the post-coronavirus period. and India has to be ready to play a vital role in that context. There will be renewed balance of power we are expected to see. And in that context, there will be different alliances that are expected to emerge. So in the post-coronavirus context, what kind of reinvigoration of relationship between India and France that you are looking at? And what will be the key areas, very specific areas of cooperation between the two countries in a post-pandemic period?
I think that's an excellent way of going forward, because since we have seen that leadership of the United States did not really come forward in dealing with the coronavirus pandemic when it started early last year. Now, China is trying to take leadership of the world, but of course, its credibility has been very severely dented, not only because of the manner in which there was a lack of transparency when this pandemic started. So I think these middle powers that have to come together and that have to provide some sort of an architecture under which there can be peace and security, can be established and can be promoted. In that context, I would think that both France and India have a very important role to play. France is a permanent member of the UN Security Council. India is an elected member of the UN Security Council for the next 2 years. Both of the countries have been collaborating, have been working very well on these issues that we have spoken about, whether it is the rule-based international order in the Indo-Pacific, because the center of gravity is now shifting very rapidly from the transatlantic region to the Indo-Pacific region. So cooperation between these two countries and, of course, other partners, including the Quad partnership, and of course, going forward, we can also look at the possibilities of a Quad Plus initiative, either specific sector-based or on a much broader base that other countries can also be brought in, whether they are some of the countries from the ASEAN, like Vietnam, like Indonesia, or from out of that region, like France or the United Kingdom. So I think those are areas that we need to explore. Also, we see that terrorism is an issue that has been plaguing the world. We will need to see what happens as far as Afghanistan is concerned. But India and France have been collaborating very effectively against terrorism. Your listeners would recall that when we had these issues of designation of Masood Azhar, the Pakistani terrorist, as a UN designated terrorist, it was France played a very important role, because China had been putting this technical veto in the 1296 committee, and countries like France and also the United States and UK had told China that it will have to come out with the reasons why it was putting these technical holds and technical vetoes. Otherwise, in the major, the Security Council, they will ask for an explanation. So I think our interests in a wide variety of areas, we have spoken about nuclear cooperation, we have spoken about defense security, space cooperation, economic and trade cooperation, there is a great convergence, and also in the area of dealing with terrorism, dealing with climate change. So across the board, there is a convergence, and I think in the post-COVID world order, both these countries, along with their partners, will play a very significant and very important role.
Next month, we are having India-European Union Summit in Portugal. So do you think our expanding relationship with France will also help us in boosting our overall ties with the European Union, where France plays a very, very important role?
I think this is very crucial. This is very critical to the India-EU partnership. You are very right. On the 8th of May in Porto, Portugal, the India-EU Summit is to take place, where Prime Minister is scheduled to meet all the 27 leaders of the EU member states. After that, he is to go to bilateral visit to Paris, to France. And I think that itself, again, that visit, if it takes place, it will be during the pandemic time, and it will be testament to the strength and the vitality of the partnership between India and France.
Thank you, Diplomat Chajanhar, for your time and insights into the India-France relationship and possible area of cooperation in the future. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on India-France ties gaining strength. The participants were Ashok Chajanhar, former diplomat, and Manas Bhuiyan, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.com. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.